Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System options provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous shiur, the Gemara determined that our Mishnah that said Yom Kippur is Mechaper for those who violated all kinds of different offenses. This Mishnah is according to Shitas Rebbe. And the main point that we established was that our Mishnah had the capacity for atonement even in situations where a person is omeid b'merdo, or let us say, as the Gemara cited an example of someone who violated a mitzvah asay and did not do tshuva. Yom Kippur nevertheless can afford him atonement. With that introduction in mind, we turn to the upper part of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. After the Gemara declared Verebihi, we encounter a bracketed section. The explanation of the brackets is found in the inside margin near the asterisked remark. Let us read that comment together. Miyad acharei sugrayim, haGemara makshe al haamodas mishnasenu kerebi. Right after these brackets, the Gemara will be questioning that which we've established at the top, that our Mishnah is according to Rebbe. B'toch ha-sugrayim, ha-Gemara mevi'a ha-mokor im shitas Rebbe, ve'achar kach mazbira ha-chachomim shechokin alov. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will bring the source for Rebbe's opinion, and then the Gemara will also deal with the reasoning behind the Rabbanan. So, right after the brackets, you could see the question is asked, Umi motzis mukmis law kerebi. How can you establish our Mishnah like Rebbe? V'homi de seifa Rebbe Yehudahi, reishonami Rebbe Yehudahi. From the fact that the seifa of our Mishnah would reflect shitas Rebbe Yehuda, it would stand to reason that the reisha, the earlier part of our Mishnah, would also reflect shitas Rebbe Yehuda. And the assumption right now is it's Rebbe Yehuda and not Rebbe. Let's now go over the Gemara with the bracketed section. After saying that our Mishnah was according to Rebbe, and that Yom Kippur atones for people that violated different types of offenses, including someone who violated a mitzvah saseh and has not yet done tshuva, Yom Kippur affords him atonement, desanya. The source begins, and before we go further, let us just note that the bracketed section has a length indicator that accompanies it. It's found in the outside margin, to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, a dashed, dotted vertical line. That indicates that all the lines of the Gemara that are opposite this marker are in brackets. Desanya, Rebbe Omer. We've dashed underlined Rebbe because he's the focus of our attention right now. Al kol aver shebatorah, bein also tshuva, bein lo also tshuva. Notice how we've dashed underlined the expression bein lo also tshuva. That, once again, is a focus point. We have Rebbe dealing with the situation of someone who did not do tshuva, who did not practice penitence. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Yom Kippur can afford atonement. Chutz miporek oil, with the exception of three offenses, they are porek oil, megala pana b'torah, umeifir bris babosar. With the exception of these three offenses, someone who is porek oil, who casts off his yoke. Rashi says, kofar b'ikar, he denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is megala pana b'torah. That means that he approaches divrei Torah with chutzpah, and Mefer Bris Babosar, this has to do with someone who tries to obliterate or cover up his circumcision. She'im also tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. With regard to these offenses, penitence is as necessary, and if he does practice tshuva, then Yom Kippur will atone for him. V'im lav ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. But if he doesn't practice penitence, then Yom Kippur will not afford him kapora. My time of the Rebbe. What is the basis or the background for Shitas Rebbe, the basis for his Shita? The Sanya, the source begins here, featuring a Pasuk. We've included the Pasuk on the inside margin, Bamidbar, Perek, Tes, Vav, Pasuk, Lamed, Aleph. The Pasuk there says, and we'll read it first in the inside margin, Ki Davar Hashem Bozo, Ves Mitzvoso Hefar, Hikores Tikores, Hanefesh Hahi, Avona Bo. The Brisa now that the Gemara features also in a frame section, the Sanyo, Ki Davar Hashem Bozo, Ze Haporek Oil Umegale Ponabatoro. This is a reference to he who denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu and who approaches Psukim with chutzpah. Ves Mitzvoso Hefar, Ze Hamefer Bris Baboser. This is someone who tries to alter his circumcision. He's in an attempt to make himself appear uncircumcised. Hikores tikores, this double expression, hikores equals lifnei yom kippurim, tikores la'achar yom kippurim. The penalty of kores will continue to threaten this offender even after Yom Kippur. Yochel afilo osa tshuva, is this the case even if he did tshuva, he did penitence? Talmud lomar avona bo, lo amarti elo bezman she'avona bo. This is the case, that tikores la'achar yom kippurim is the case only if he does not do tshuva, only if his avon, if his sin is still upon him. But if he practiced tshuva, that would serve to eradicate his sin. The Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say about this double expression? Bearing in mind that the Rabbanon differed with Rebbe, if you take a look at the Rashi across, he explains, Rabbanon de'is luhunami b'sha'ar averos, the Rabbanon hold that with regard to other offenses as well, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, does not afford atonement for someone who does not practice penitence. Amri loch, hai degoli lon kro b'hanach tlas, the Rabbanon will say that that which the Pasuk revealed, the this point, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper in the context of these three offenses, Lav biyom haKippurim ayri. The pasuk is not talking about Yom Kippur. Elo hikores tikores dekaomar. The double expression tikores olam haba. Sheaf miso eno memarekes al sholoish halolu below tshuva. What this pasuk is telling us is that this offender will experience kores even with regard to the future world. Namely, that death does not cleanse him if he did not practice penitence. Avol shar averos, but with regard to other offenses, below tshuva nami miso memarakis achar yom kippurim. Other types of offenses, lesser offenses than these three, death will cleanse even without tshuva, provided Yom Kippur went by. Let's read that again. Avoshar averos below tshuva nami miso mimarekes achar yom kippurim. Other types of offenses without penitence, misa will cleanse after Yom Kippur. Avol yom kippurim below miso lo, but Yom Kippur without death will not afford atonement. So the Gemara now is explaining rather briefly what Rashi said in an elaborate fashion. Rabbanon hikores bolam hazeh. Tikores olam haba. There is kores even with regard to olam haba, and that is the case with regard to these three serious offenses, namely that even misa will not cleanse him. Avona bo shimo sa tshuva umes misa memarakis. However, if he did tshuva and then died, then the misa will cleanse him even from these, even if it be these three very serious offenses. Oh, me motzis mukmis lo kerebi. Can you really set up our Mishnah like Rebbe? V'homi de sefer Rebbe Yehuda hi, reisha nami Rebbe Yehuda hi. From the fact that the end of the Mishnah reflects Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, it must be that the early part of the Mishnah also is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. even though we've read a couple lines into the Gemara, we really are in the midst of a long question, which is indicated by the kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line. So we're saying that our Mishnah seems to be not Rebbe, but rather Rebbe Yehuda. The Keltoni Seifa, Echad Yisrael ve'echad Kayanim ve'echad Kayan Moshiach. The end of the Mishnah lumps together all segments of Klal Yisrael with regard to atonement through the Soyer HaMishtaleach. Uman Islei Hai Svara, who holds from this point that the Kohanim as well receive penitence in part through the Soyer HaMishtaleach, through the sent away goat offering on Yom Kippur? Well, who holds that? Rebbe Yehuda. That's what the Seifa says. Michlal de Reisha, Rebbe Yehuda. It must be that the Reisha of the Mishnah also conforms to Rebbe Yehuda. So at this point, to set up our Mishnah like Rebbe, and with that try to explain the idea that Yom Kippur is mechaper for aseis, even if he has not done tshuva, this would seem to be untenable. Omar Rav Yosef, Rebbe he, our Mishnah is according to Rebbe, v'sovar lok Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda with regard to the Kohanim receiving kapara through the Soyer HaMishtalech, and that's what it said in the Seifa. Omar Le Abaye, we have a long question. This is not it's a she'ila. It's not an attack on that which was said, but rather an inquiry. And you'll notice that the length of this is about six lines, and you can see on the right-hand side of the Gemara text an encircled shin with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this question, this inquiry. On the outside margin, we have a title, Nosei. Kehemshech lebiur mantana de mishnosenu, as a point of continuation in clarifying who is the author of our Mishnah, HaGemara Mevareres Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. The Gemara now wants to investigate the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Bekesher lekoch shiyom kippur lechaper gam al shein on shavim. In other words, we have seen already Rebbe presented as holding Yom Kippur has atonement powers for someone who didn't do tshuva. The question right now is, what is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion with regard to that topic? As far as the establishing of our Mishnah, establishing authorship of our Mishnah, at this point, Lefi Rav Yosef, it is according to Rebbe, and the Seifa, which speaks about the Kohanim being included in the Soyer HaMishtaleach for atonement purposes, that's because Rebbe accepts Rebbe Yehuda's opinion on that matter. What about the matter of Yom Kippur's atonement powers for the non-penitence individuals? That's the question now. Omar Le Abaye, Davka Komar Mar, Rebbe Sovar Lok Rebbe Yehuda, Avol Rebbe Yehuda Lo Sovar Lok Rebbe. Are we to assume that which you, Rav Yosef, said is that, namely, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, leaving one to infer that Rebbe Yehuda would not hold like Rebbe? Rebbe addressed the issue of the kapara powers of Yom Kippur for the Einon Shavim, and that according to this side of the question, the Aleph of the O Dilma, of the Aleph O Dilma Beis, in other words, the Aleph side of the question, would leave you with Rebbe Yehuda not holding like Rebbe, and that Yom Kippur would not atone for the Einon Shavim, O Dilma, or possibly Mida Rebbe Savar Lo Ki Rebbe Yehuda, from the fact that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Af Rebbe Yehuda Savar Lo Nami Ki Rebbe, and that Rebbe Yehuda would also hold like Rebbe and agree that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even for Einon Shavim. Miu Urcha De Milsa Katani. Then rather, that which Rav Yosef presented that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda is the normal, the proper way of speech. Lameimar De Talmid Savar Lo Ki Rebbe, to announce or to declare that the Talmud, in this case Rebbe, holds like Rabbe, like his teacher, like he who preceded him, namely Rebbe Yehuda. Omar Lei, so Rav Yosef responded to Abaye in Dafka Kwamina. I said what I said, like the Aleph possibility, namely that. And before we go further in the Gemara, notice that we're embarking on a long answer, and that's indicated by the tuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this answer. So he says, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, I was specific in my remarks, when I said that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, leaving room to infer that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe with regard to the Yom Kippur capacity of offering atonement for the non-Osei Tshuva. Rebbe, we continue, Rebbe Savar Lo Ke Rebbe Yehuda, Aval Rebbe Yehuda Loi Savar Lo Ke Rebbe. Rebbe will hold like Rebbe Yehuda with regard to the Kohanim participating in the Sar Mishtaleach, but Rebbe Yehuda will not hold like Rebbe with regard to Yom Kippur, and Rebbe Yehuda will hold that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for unless someone does Tshuva. What happens in the Gemara is we bring a Tanaic source. The source cites a pasuk from Vayikra. The Medrash, that's the body of Torah, of oral law, that expounds upon the psukim. The Medrash on Sefer Vayikra is called the Sifra. If you have a section of Sifra that carries no name with it, namely it's called a Stam Sifra, we know that unnamed sections of the unnamed Sifra is according to Rebbe Yehuda. And in this source, we will see that Yom Kippur has atonement capacity only for the Shavim and not for the Einam Shavim, people who do not practice penitence, according to this source, which we're now announcing is according to Rebbe Yehuda. Non-Shavim, people who don't practice penitence, Yom Kippur will not mechaper. So let us now see that in the Gemara itself. We just mentioned before the Tanaic source, before the framed section, that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. Desanya. We are labeling this as source with a Roman numeral number one, as will be needed later in the Gemara when we see another Stam Sifra, Roman numeral number two, which will seem to contradict this. But for the time being, source number one says, Yochol Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Shavim V'Al She'enon Shavim. Could it be that Yom Kippur atones for those who not only do tshuva, but for those who do not do tshuva as well? V'din Hu. Logic would say that it's not Mechaper, that it doesn't offer atonement. And the logic is as follows. Hoyol V'chatos V'Osha Mechaperin V'Yom Kippur Mechaper. We find certain sacrifices, a chatas and osham sacrifices, that do offer atonement, and Yom Kippur we know offers atonement. Ma chatas ve'osham ein mechaperin elo al yedei hashavim, and just like the sacrifices offer atonement only for those that do tshuva, af Yom Kippurim, which also is a source of atonement, ein mechaper elo al hashavim, that Yom Kippur also will mechaper only for those that do tshuva. However, there is another side to this coin, and this is a pircha. Ma l'chatas v'osham, how can you prove Yom Kippur from the case of chatas v'osham, she'ein mechaperim al hamezid kishogeg? Chatas and osham are never brought for people who willingly violate mitzvahs. They are not mechaper for mezid as they are mechaper for shogeg. Tomar liyom kippurim, can I say the same thing with regard to Yom Kippur? Shemechaper ala mezid kishogeg. We know that Yom Kippur offers atonement even for those who violated willingly, and therefore hoyu mechaper ala mezid kishogeg yechaper al shovim ve'al shenon shovim. Just like Yom Kippur is mechaper for mezid like the shogeg, maybe it's mechaper as well for the Einon Shavim, just like it is Mechaper for Shavim. So at this point, it could be said that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the Einon Shavim as well. Talmud Lomar, Ach, Cholok. The Pasuk in Perek Chav Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, Pasuk Chav Zayin, uses the expression Ach, which is Cholok, a mute, a limitation. And therefore, the Pasuk will limitate Yom HaKippurim's atonement capacity to Shavim and not include the Einon Shavim. The pasuk itself is found in our edition on the inside margin. We've written out the pasuk by Yikra Chof Gimel pasuk Hazayin, where you see it opens up with the expression Ach. It says Ach ve'osu lechodesh hashvi azeh yom hakipurim u'mikra kodesh yelochem v'nisim es nafshasechem v'kravtem ishel Hashem. But the pasuk that features the Ach word is a pasuk describing Yom Kippur. The Gemara continues inside Stam Sifra Money, the unnamed Sifra, which is illustrated by this source that we just read. It carries with it no name, and it's darshaning a posuk in Vayikra. Who is Stam Sifra? Rebbe Yehuda. V'komar shovim in lo shovim lo. And the source indicates that Yom Kippur is mechaper only for shovim, but not for those that are ein shovim. V'rami Stam Sifra astam Sifra. Let us now raise a contradiction between two unnamed sections of the Sifra. Now, if you say that an unnamed Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda, and then we have another section of Sifra that's unnamed, it would seem to be that there's a contradiction in Rebbe Yehuda's. So, the Gemara presents the source, and we've also illustrated that this is a long question. We have a kushya, that represented by an encircled kuf to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, followed by a vertical dashed line indicating the length of the question. The Sanya, the source begins, and we're calling this source number two, and eventually we'll say that source one contradicts source number two. Yochol lo yehe yom kippur mechaper elon kein hisanevoy v'koroi mikra. Is it to be suggested that Yom Kippur atones only for someone who fasts and in his davening mentions that it's Yom Kippur? Kidesh velosavo malacha lo hisanevo velo koro mikro kidesh viosavo malacha minayin. Let us say he sanctified it and did not do malachas, but didn't fast, or he didn't sanctify it and let's say he was not koro mikro kidesh and did malacha. Minayin, from where do we know that Yom Kippur atones for them as well? Talmud Lomar Yom HaKippurim. Who? Mikomakom. The Pasuk says it's Yom Kippur under all circumstances. We see that Yom Kippur is mechaper even for those that are Einam Shavim. Here we have someone that's not even fasting during Yom Kippur. Omar Abaye Lo Kasha. These sources are not contradicting each other. Ha Rebbe V'ha Rebbe Yehuda. Source number two, that indicates kapara even for non-tshuva, that's Rebbe. Source number one, that insists on tshuva for Yom Kippur to act, that's according to Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, there's no contradiction in the Stam Sifra, but rather these two unnamed sections are in fact two different opinions. Umoide Rebbe Bekores de Yuma. Rebbe, who says that Yom Kippur is mechaper, will be moide that there's a situation that Yom Kippur will not mechaper for. And that's with regard to Yom Kippur violations itself. So Rava is saying, let's read this again. Rava is the second response to the issue of the contradiction. He says, Ha v'ha Rebbe. Both sources, Roman numeral 1 and 2, are according to Rebbe, that basically Yom Kippur is mechaper even for Einon Shavim. However, Rebbe will concede that Yom Kippur will not mechaper for itself. Namely, if someone violates Yom Kippur itself, there is no kapara. If we look at Rashi, Umoide Rebbe Bekores Diyuma, Hadisanyo Kamaisa, the first source that says De Einon Mechaper Al She'Einon Shavim, that it does not atone for those who do not do penitence, that's Bekores Shel Yom HaKippurim Ko'omar Shel Inui V'Shel Malacha. That's regard to the penalty of Kores for someone who does not practice Inui, who doesn't make himself suffer. Namely, he does eat and he does Malacha. He does constructive activity. Avol Al Kol Sha'ar Averos Mechaper Afal Pi She Osa Boi Malacha V'Lo Esanevo. But with regard to other Averos, Yom Kippur will Mechaper even if he did malacha on Yom Kippur and he ate on Yom Kippur. But for a person who ate on Yom Kippur, he'll receive atonement for his other offenses, but not with regard to Yom Kippur itself, the offense of having violated Yom Kippur. And in order to prove this point, The Gemara goes on to say, "De'i lo tema hachi." If you don't say like this, then kores dioma kipurim the Rebbe leslay. Are you going to say that Rebbe doesn't hold from that which the Torah says that there is a penalty of kores with regard to Yom Kippur itself? But of course, the Torah says that one who violates the precepts of Yom Kippur suffers kores. Therefore, it's with regard to the Yom Kippur violations itself that Rebbe will be motivated that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So the proof to this answer comes from the point that Yom Kippur, being that the Torah says, is described by a penalty of kores, that carries with it, one who violates Yom Kippur carries with it a penalty of kores, it must be that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for itself. The Gemara will now embark on a back and forth discussion regarding this point. Let us glance at the comments that we have included in the outside margin. First of all, we have a topic heading, the Nose, and the Nose continues, Diyun Be'inyan Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Kores Didei, a discussion concerning Yom Kippur's capacity for atoning for violations of the day itself. As example, someone who eats on Yom Kippur or does malacha. We noticed a triangle, which we already read, one of them, the mivneh, the structural note, explains that the triangles are part of a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track. Nisayon loimar lefi Rebbe. This represents an attempt to say, according to Rebbe, the afalpishi Yom Kippur mechaper al einon shavim, even though Yom Kippur can atone for people who don't do penitence, afalpikein eino mechaper al kores di Yom Kippur atzmo. But nevertheless, there can't be kapora for someone who violates Yom Kippur itself without doing tshuva. Then we will notice an inverted triangle as the sugya continues. The inverted triangle, dechia, it's a rejection. Namely, diyesh lomar, there is room to say, diafilu al kores didei Yom Kippur yochol lechaper im yesh sheus bayom. That even with regard to Yom Kippur violations of itself, Yom Kippur could offer atonement if there is time of day. Ubecholzos shayech oinish kores ala verus diyome. And even so, there is a possibility of kores for someone who violated Yom Kippur itself. Therefore, what the inverted triangle represents is a contrasting approach to that which was said before. That the original approach said that Yom Kippur cannot mechaper for averus of itself without tshuva. This approach is going to be saying that Yom Kippur could mechaper for averus of itself even without tshuva, provided there's time of day for Yom Kippur to act. And as far as the Torah is concerned, that there's kores for a violation of Yom Kippur itself, that would be, according to this approach, that would be a situation where there wasn't time of Yom Kippur day to offer the atonement. Let us continue in the Gemara. Aloma loy mishkachas law. Why is it that you say you cannot have a case of kores for Yom Kippur itself? If you want to assume that Yom Kippur could mechaper for its own violations, and the example would be could go into Ovad Belelie, the person practice a Yom Kippur violation. Let's say he ate at night, the night of Yom Kippur, umis, and died at night. The loy also yomama lichburilei, where he didn't have any time of day, the daytime aspect of Yom Kippur. And we know that based on the pasuk ki bayom hazeh yichaper lechem, that you need daytime hours to offer the penitence that Yom Kippur can provide. So here we have a case of Yom Kippur on the one hand mechaper even for itself, and on the other hand someone being guilty of kores for a Yom Kippur violation. Therefore, the Gemara says, Ela Emo, but rather, if you want to make the original point and say that Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper for violations of itself, say thusly, Ela Emo kores diyamama the Rebbe lesle. Notice we've dashed underlined the expression diyamama, the word diyamama meaning daytime. We explained Brisa number 1 as holding that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for Einon Shavim, that's with regard to Yom Kippur violations of itself. And now we're going to be saying it with more specificity. We're going to say Yom Kippur is not mechaper for daytime offenses of itself. In other words, Yom Kippur, someone ate during the daytime hours of Yom Kippur. It must be that Yom Kippur cannot mechaper for that if he didn't do tshuva. And that would be the explanation of source number one. To this too, the Gemara responds and says, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that Yom Kippur cannot mechaper for daytime violations of itself? Aloma lo mishkachas law. Why is it that you say you can't have a case of Yom Kippur being mechaper for its for daytime offenses? Because otherwise, what will you do with the pasuk that says that there's kares for Yom Kippur? Not so. You can in fact say both, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for daytime offenses, but that is because there wasn't a balance of daytime available to mechaper for him. And the example that the Gemara gives, the ochal umso v'chanke umis, this fellow during the daytime hours of Yom Kippur ate a piece of meat, and while he was eating it, he choked on it and died. So, assuming a case like that, there we would say that he's chayev kores for the violation of Yom Kippur daytime issues, because from the point of his sin, immediately at the conclusion of his sin, he died. So he didn't live through daytime hours, the balance of daytime hours that could have offered atonement for him. However, if someone were to, let us say, eat the piece of meat during the daytime hours of Yom Kippur and not drop dead, we would say, according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for that. Namely, Yom Kippur is mechaper for itself. Inami, another scenario that could explain this position explain Braisa number one, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for daytime violations, would be a case, the ochal somach l'shkiyas hachama. He ate whatever he ate very shortly before the setting of the sun, and then the sun set. There wasn't any time of Yom Kippur where he wasn't eating, which would have afforded him kapara. But if he didn't wait until Shkiyas Hachama, until the very end of the day, but rather he ate in the middle of the day, we could say that since there will be daytime hours following his offense, Yom Kippur could be mechaper for its own violation. And the source that said that it's not mechaper, that's because he didn't have any daytime hours left after his offense. Echad Yisrael, ve'echad Kohanim, ve'echad Kohen Moshuach. The Gemara now points out that the Mishnah, the way it appears at first glance, seems to be inherently contradictory. Before we go any further, let us glance at the topic heading that we've assigned to this piece of Gemara in the outside margin, the Nosei, and we've indicated Ad Yud Dalet Omid Aleph. In other words, this discussion continues till the next Omid. Point one, L'chol Hadeos, Kehanim Mechulakim Mishar Yisrael B'Kaporsan Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. According to all opinions, the section of Am Yisrael referred to as the Kehanim, they are separate from the rest of Klal Yisrael with regard to the source of atonement for their violations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev, for matters of impurity in the context of eating sacrificial meat or entering the Beis HaMikdash. What do we mean they're separate? It means that the Kohanim will receive their atonement through the par, through the cow offering brought by the Kohen Gadol, and the rest of Klal Yisrael will be through the Sa'ir. That's with regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Point number two. Machloikis Reb Yudah of Reb Shimon B'inyan Kaporosam B'Shar Mitzvos. What about the atonement of the Kohanim with regard to other mitzvah violations? So, Aleph, L'Rev Yehuda, Kulam B'Yachad D'Sorah Mishnaleach. According to Reb Yehuda, even the Kohanim are included in the Kapora offered by the sent away goat. Point Beis, L'Rabbi Shimon, HaKehanim Einom Klulim V'Sorer HaMishalech. According to Rabbi Shimon, Kohanim are not included in the sent away goat ceremony. So we turn back to the Gemara and we noticed one phrase of the Mishnah lumping together the Kehanim with the rest of Yisrael. The Hodar Toni, the Gemara continues, Ma Bein Yisrael L'Kehanim L'Kohen Moshuach. What's the difference between Yisrael and these Kehanim? So that you see, according to this section of the Mishnah, they're not together. We wouldn't be able to say Echad Yisrael Ve'Echad Kehanim. Omar Rav Yehuda Hochi Komar. Thusly, we should understand the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael Ve'Echad Kehanim Ve'Echad Kehanim Moshuach Miskaperin V'Sar Mishtalech V'Sha'ar Averos. Everyone is included, as well as the Kehanim, with regard to the atoning capacity of the Sar Mishtalech, insofar as other offenses. The Ein Chiluk Bohen, Beinehem. And there is no difference between Kehanim and Yisrael with regard to this topic. Oma Bein Yisrael Kehanim, Lugam Moshuach. Where is there a difference and what is the difference? El Shapar, Mechaper al Kehanim, al Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav. Their difference being that when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, the Kehanim receive their Kapora through the Par, and the Yisrael do not have anything to do with the par. Umani Rabbi Yehuda Hi. This source is according to Rabbi Yehuda that lumps together Kehanim and Yisraelim on the Sar Mishtalech. That's with regard to Shar Averos. Tisanya. We have a source that will feature this very point, and even before we read the entire source, we can just skip down into the source and you see a dashed underlined section. It says there, Hushvu kulam l'chapora achas. The Pusik lumps together all of Klal Yisrael together, including the Kehanim, that they get kapora, shemiskabrin b'sorim mishtalech b'shar averos. That with regard to other averos, the Kehanim are included in the Sar Mishtalech and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, is that we just said by way of introduction to show that the Mishnah that accepts the possibility of Kehanim being together with Yisrael, that is true. That's with regard to the Sar Mishtalech and in the context of Shar Averos other than Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's read the source inside, the Sanya. The source begins with a pasuk from Vayikra Perektes Zayin, pasuk Lamed Gimel, and we've actually included the entire pasuk on the inside margin, where it says, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh v'es Oyel Moed v'es HaMizbeach Yichaper al Kehanim v'al Kol Am HaKol Yichaper. So we now break down the pasuk, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh. Zeh lifnei ulifnim. That's a reference to the blood sprinklings in the inner sanctum, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Es oil moed zeh hechal. The oil moed is a term that we often refer to as the hechal, the enclosed area that contained the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach hazov. So we say es oil moed zeh hechal mizbeach kimashmo. The mizbeach is the altar. That's kimashmo, as it sounds. The chiper elu azoros, the courtyards. Kehanim kimashmo. Kehanim, as it sounds, that they're the pasuk is referring specifically to the kehanim. Im hakohol elu Yisrael yichaper elu halavim hushvu kulan lechapora achas. All of the different sections are compared, indicating that they all have one source of atonement. Shemis kaprin, b'sar mishtalech, b'shar averos, Rabbi Yehuda. That they receive atonement through the sent away goat with regard to other offenses, other than the issues of Tumas Mikdash. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, k'shem she'dam sorya nasir b'fni mechaper al Yisrael al Tumas Mikdash v'rashov. What we've included in our markings, we have diamonds and volcano markings, and they're indicated on the outside margin, different accentuations in order to make the reading easier. So we've featured in a diamond the expressions dam and vidui. These are agents of atonement, and we featured in the volcano marking the expressions bifnim, which is a reference to the internal goat offering. Hamishtaleach is a reference to the sent away goat offering. So we continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem, and we've also indicated this as point Aleph, Kishem Shedam Soyer Mechaper, and then we have a point base a few lines later that says, Kishem Shevidus Shel Soyer Mishtalech Mechaper, etc. So point Aleph, Kishem Shedam Soyer Hanase Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Tumas Mikdash Mekadosh, just like the sprinkling of the blood of the internal goat offering offers atonement for Tumas Mikdash Mekadosh, Kach Dam Hapar Mechaper Al HaKehanim Altumas Mikdash Mekadoshav. So too, the blood of the par offers for the Kehanim the same kapara that was just mentioned with regard to the Yisraelim. Ukeshem Shevidui Shel Soyer Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Shar Averos. And just like the confession that's recited over the Soyer Mishtalech atones for Yisrael with regard to Shar Averos, Kach Vidui Shel Par Mechaper Al Kehanim B'Shar Averos. So too, the confessional that's recited over the par atones for the Kehanim with regard to Sha'ar Averos. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no overlap between the Kehanim and the rest of Klal Yisrael with regard to their sources of Kapara. The Gemara now asks, Uda Rabbi Shimon, the last Shita, the second Shita that we just learned that makes a contrast between Kehanim and Yisraelim, Ha Vade Hushvu, but through the Pasuk that uses the term Yichaper, the second expression Yichaper, that would seem to, that's Hushvu means equalizes all of them, that there should be no distinction between Kehanim and the Yisraelim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where the Pasuk seems to parallel them or compare them, how is it that you make a contrast? Namely, the atonement for Shar Averos, according to Rabbi Shimon, is through the par and not through the Soyer. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what about the fact that they're Hushvu? They're compared. They're aligned. My Hushvu. So the Gemara answers, you know what is meant by the term Hushvu? Dibnei Kapora Ninu. That these are things that are subject to atonement, that they lend themselves to atonement. Mihu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'nafshei. However, the source of atonement, that each one has their separate one. Namely, the Kehanim will have as their source of atonement the Par, and the Yisraelim, the Soyer. My taima de Rebbe Shimon, that Kehanim are not included with regard to the Soyer Mishtaleach. Tichtiv, the Pasuk says, Telokach es shnei hasirim. Iskash Soyer Mishtaleach u'Soyer Anaseh Bifnim. These two goats are compared. Ma Soyer Anaseh Bifnim, Eino Mechaper al Kehanim al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Just like the inner goat offering does not atone for the Kehanim with regard to their violation of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Tichtiv bei asher lo'om. As it says, with regard to the sacrifice, it says that which is belongs to the people, indicating the people, the masses, and not the kehanim. Af soyer mishtalech inu mechaper al kehanim b'shar averos. So too, the expression that concerns the soyer hamishtalech, we are informed that soyer mishtalech will not mechaper for the kehanim with regard to other averos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loch, Rabbi Yehuda, who disagreed with Rabbi Shimon and says that the Kehanim are included with regard to the Soyer Mishtaleach, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loch, Lahachi Iskush. It is for the following reason that there is a hekesh or comparison between the Seirim. We made reference under Rabbi Shimon's name. There is a hekesh between the Soyer HaMishtalech and the Soyer HaNaseh Bifnim, and Rabbi Shimon tried to say, just like by the Soyer HaNaseh Bifnim, we see the Kehanim are not included, because that came to Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and the Kehanim get their Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav Kapora through the Par. So just like by that animal, the Kehanim are not included, so too by the Soyer HaMishtalech, they're not to be included. Now Rav Yehuda responds and says that it's true that they are compared. The Sar Mishtalech v'Sar Nasa Bifnim. He says, Omar Lahochi, Omaloch, Lahochi Iskush, Shishovim B'mara Uvakoima Uvedamim, Hu Da'asa. Their comparison is for the following, that they have to look alike, and they have to have the same height and same cost. So for that, they are compared. But they are not compared, according to Buddha, with regard to who gets kapara through each item. Man tana the ha de tana rabbanon. The Gemara raises a question, and that is, who would the author of the following source be? As far as who the author is, the Gemara right after the source says, repeats the question as man tana, so who is the author of this brisa, which is mashma that if there were if the kohanim would not receive kapara through the par, they would have no kapara whatsoever, which would, this source will indicate that they have no shaychus to the so'ir hamishtalech whatsoever. So the Gemara will say, will offer a couple explanations or answers to the question of Mantana. Rabbi Yirmiya, as you can see, is double underlined on the second wide line of the Gemara. He is someone dealing with this issue of Mantana, as well as Rabbah, who is double underlined as well. So let's read the source and then see what point is being brought out in this source. The pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tesvav, says, "Vishochad es hasoir hachatos asher lo'om she'ein hakohanim miskaperim bo." The kohanim have no atonement through the goat offering. Yochol lo yiskaperu v'paro shel Aaron. Could it be that they don't receive their atonement through the par, through the cow offering that the kohen gadol brings? Sherek far ne'emar asher lo. The pasuk actually says that it's his. Sounds like it's his personal, the kohen gadol's personal korban. Me'ato, and if you assume that, then now it comes out ein lehem kapara, that we would then in effect be saying that the kohanim have no source of atonement. Well, kishu omer yechaper al hakohanim. Once we see that the pasuk says that, and this you can see with an asterisk, you can see where this pasuk was cited earlier. So once it says Yechaper al Kohanim Motsinu Lohen Kapora, I see that the Torah itself makes an allusion to the Kohanim receiving penitence, receiving atonement. Bameh Hein Miskaperin. So through what do they get their atonement? Mutav Shiskaperu B'Poro Shel Aaron Shrei Hutor Michlolo Eitzel Beiso. It's more likely that their Kapora will be through the cow offering of Aaron, where we already found a breach in the fence, so to speak. That's huter michlolo, namely that even though the pasuk said asher lo, we find some breach in that, some expansion in that his own family is included. And as a result of saying huter michlolo, that it's there's a breach in the original assumption. Therefore, we can say the same thing over here, namely that the kohanim, the rest of the kohanim, just like the kohen gadol's family, will get their kapara through the par. The al yiskapru b'sar nasa b'fnim shelo hutur michlolo eitzel beiso, and the rest of the kohanim though will not get their atonement through the internal goat offering, which is lo hutur michlolo eitzel beiso. We don't find any kind of relaxation with regard to the Sar Nasa B'fnim and the Kohen Gadol's family. The Im Nafshech Loimar, and if you find any objection to that which we've just said, Arehu Omer, there's another pasuk that says, Beis Aaron, Borchos Hashem, Beis Alevi, Borchos Hashem, Yir Hashem, Borchu Es Hashem. From this pasuk, we see that Beis Aaron is one entity. Let us take a look at the comment made by Rashi, Harehu Omer, Al Korcho Hamikro Melamdecho She Miskaperin B'Poro Shel Aaron Shneimar Beis Aaron Borchos Hashem Hare Kol HaKohanim Kriyim Beiso. We see that all the Kohanim are considered his family. Hare Heim Bechlal Uba'ad Beiso. They are therefore included in that which the pasuk itself said V'Chiper Ba'ado V'Ad Beiso. So the rest of the Kohanim by virtue of this second pasuk, we can see are included in the Kohen Gadol's family. So, Man Tana, who would the author of this brisa be? And we must emphasize Al Pi Rashi that this brisa suggests that if there was no, if the Kohanim would not receive their kapora through the par, they would have had no kapora. So, who says that? Man Tana, Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Delo Rabbi Yehuda. This source would not conform to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'omar Kohanim Yeshlem Kapora B'Sar Mishalech. Rabbi Yehuda himself said that Kohanim do have some atonement through the Sar HaMishtalech, so that according to this, you wouldn't be able to say that had they not received Kapora through the Par, they would have no Kapora. That's not true. Had they not received Kapora through the Par, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, there would have been room to suggest that they receive their atonement through the Sar HaMishtalech, being that the Sar HaMishtalech already is Mechaper for the Kehanim on the issue of Shar Mitzvahs. Umani, so who is the author? Rabbi Yirmiyah said who the author is not. So who is the author? Rabba Omar, Rabbi Shimon he. The source would go according to Rabbi Shimon, the Omar Kehanim, Ein Lem Kapora, the Sar HaMishtaleach. This source would seem to conform to Rabbi Shimon that says the Kehanim have no Kapora through the Sar HaMishtaleach. Abaye Omar, Afilu Teimo Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye says, unlike Rabbi Yirmiyah, that the source could be set up according to Rabbi Yehuda. The problem with that we saw above was that Rabbi Yehuda suggested that the Kehanim, under all circumstances, will have Kapara. If not through the Par, then they will achieve Kapara through the Sar HaMishtaleach. So Abai says, even so, the source which indicated the Kehanim would have no Kapara could be Rabbi Yehuda. And Hochi Komar, and thusly one would read the source. So this sort of rereading continues till the upper part of Yud Dal Amid Aleph. But since we have come close to the end of Yud Gimel Amid Beis, with this we will conclude our shiur for today.